KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, some snow flurries, and 22 degrees. We look for flurries today, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy skies, a high near 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. Reminder that there is a possibility of some patchy freezing drizzle across Audubon, Cass, Adair, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties this morning. That's not expected to last too long, but it may cause some slick spots, especially on untreated or elevated roadways. There is also a winter weather advisory in effect until 10 a.m. today for Harrison, Pottawatomie, and Mills counties for patchy freezing drizzle, light snow, and flurries. In the news, Republican David Young of Van Meter plans to view all the data he can from the 2018 election results before deciding whether to run again for Congress. Last month, Democrat Cindy Axne of West Des Moines defeated Young's bid for a third term, finishing about 7,700 votes ahead of Young in the 3rd Congressional District balloting.
Anybody anywhere in the country who was just defeated should do a forensic audit, look at the numbers, look what happened, and not make any kind of emotional decision right away, but take some time. And also just see what other opportunities are out there. And so that's what I'm going to do. No doors are closed.
Young is still a voting member of Congress until the end of the year.
The work is not over, and so need to get back to D.C. and finish out the session strong.
Young says votes on the farm bill and federal spending are at the top of the docket when Congress returns. This week's congressional votes were postponed due to observances in the Capitol to honor former President George H.W. Bush. Young's first job in politics was one of the two paid staffers working on Bush's 1992 reelection campaign in Iowa.
That's where I kind of cut my teeth on politics. And ever since then, have been motivated to stay involved in the service aspect of it, really. Campaigns are necessary, very necessary, because you want to make sure that people have a choice in who serves them. But I like the public policy angle. I'm kind of a wonk in that sense.
Young has never missed a vote in a House committee or on the House floor. Three bills sponsored by Young have become law, including one which dealt with deficiencies in the suicide prevention hotline for veterans. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Andywater late Monday night released a report on one recent arrest. The sheriff says Greenfield police arrested 48-year-old Daniel Paul Ringer of Greenfield on November 29th for OWI first offense. Ringer was taken into custody after his pickup truck was pulled over in the area of Southeast 4th and Noble Streets in Greenfield at around 7:15 p.m. last Thursday. He was released the following day on his own recognizance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday issued a report on arrests and accidents. At around 5:30 p.m. Sunday, deputies in Cass County responded to a report of a two-vehicle accident on Interstate 80 eastbound at the 64-mile marker. Authorities say a 2016 Toyota owned and driven by 27-year-old Martin Broderick was eastbound on I-80 when it was struck in the side by a 2000 Chevy 2500 owned and driven by 81-year-old William Wren of Crystal Lake. The accident happened when Wren's vehicle hit a slick spot on the road. Damage from the collision amounted to $9,000. There were no injuries. On November 30th at around 5:30 p.m., Cass County deputies responded to a two-vehicle accident at 650th and White Pole Road. Officials say a 2005 Chevy Malibu, owned and driven by 21-year-old Alexis Raylin Wyden Evans of Adair, was eastbound on White Pole Road when a westbound 2003 Pontiac Bonneville, driven by 42-year-old Amanda K. Bashore of Atlantic, crossed over into the eastbound lane of traffic, striking the driver's side of Wyden Evans' car. Damage from the crash amounted to $7,000. There were no injuries, but as a result of the investigation, deputies arrested Bashore on a charge of OWI first offense. She was also cited for failure to maintain control, open container, and leaving the scene of a property damage accident. Bashore was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on her own recognizance. About 12 hours earlier, deputies responded to a report of a single vehicle accident on North Olive Street, where a 2002 Oldsmobile, owned and driven by 49-year-old Melanie Dawn Chamberlain of Atlantic, was found in the east ditch. Chamberlain had been traveling northbound on Olive Street when her vehicle slid out of control on the icy roadway before entering the ditch. Chamberlain was taken to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. Damage to the vehicle is estimated at $3,000. On November 28th, 22-year-old Nathaniel Roger Johnson of Lewis turned himself in on a sheriff's office felony warrants for possession with the intent to deliver meth and a drug tax stamp violation. Johnson was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on $10,000 bond. And on November 27, 30-year-old Jessica Lynn Pedron of Audubon was arrested by Cass County deputies on an Atlantic Police Department felony warrant for theft in the second degree. Pedron was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained there Monday on a $5,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday a Honey Creek man had been arrested late Friday night following an investigation into an accident. At around 10:15 p.m., a sheriff's deputy was dispatched to 17673 Heritage Lane, where someone had struck a power pole. Pott County Dispatch said also the driver of the pickup had been seen walking northbound on Old Lincoln Highway. Upon arrival, the driver of the vehicle could not immediately be located. The driver was identified as 45-year-old Darren Jason Thompson of Honey Creek. He was eventually found at his residence and arrested at around 11:35 p.m. Friday for OWI and driving while revoked. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Slater informed authorities early Sunday morning that sometime between 10 p.m. Saturday and 2 a.m. Sunday, his vehicle was entered while it was parked in Afton. Taken was $60 in cash, an EMS or Emergency Medical Services light bar, a radar detector, and prescription sunglasses. The loss was estimated at $1,085. No injuries were reported as a result of a two-vehicle accident in Red Oak on Monday. Just after 12 noon, officers were called to Coolbaugh Street in downtown Red Oak. A 2013 Chevy Suburban operated by a 16-year-old juvenile from Corning was legally parked on the south side of Coolbaugh Street in downtown Red Oak. A Dodge Ram 2500 pickup owned and operated by 66-year-old Ricky Dean Taylor of Red Oak was legally parked on the north side of Coolbaugh Street. Both vehicles began backing out of their parking stalls at the same time and did not see each other. They struck in the rear. The Chevy sustained $1,000 damage and the Dodge about $500 damage. No injuries were reported as a result of the accident and no citations were issued. The Iowa Soybean Association, or ISA, on-farm network team in conjunction with the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach will host a roundtable discussion on Tuesday, December 11th at the ISU Armstrong Research Farm in Lewis. Discussions will focus on data collection and updates from researchers working on the soybean gall midge pest. There is no cost to attend. The meeting will start at 10 a.m. on the 11th with a small group discussion hosted by ISU Extension field agronomist Aaron Soigling and ISA field agronomist Drew Clemenson. Attendees will collaborate on how to improve ISA on-farm network trials. Those wanting to attend will have to RSVP to Sue Derscheid. There will be a lunch included, and dismissal will be at 1 p.m. from that meeting. If you'd like to reserve your spot for that, you can check out the email address under the same story on the Farm and Ag page at KJAN.com, or for more information, go to www.iasoybeans.com. And the remains of a northern Iowa sailor killed at Pearl Harbor have been identified. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency says the remains of 48-year-old Navy Reserve musician First Class Henry Mason were accounted for on March 26th. Mason was from the Hancock County community of Corwith. He was assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma, which was struck by several Japanese torpedoes during the December 7th, 1941 attack. Mason was one of among 429 crewmen who were killed. His remains had been interred at the National Memorial Cemetery at the end of the Pacific in Honolulu until they were exhumed and identified. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call today at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.